scripture just proclaimed by all of us readers here turn into beautiful melodies in each of our hearts. We're all familiar. Let me just put my watch on. This is my birthday. The Lord knows how much I might talk if I don't. Anyway, starting again now. First point, 3 points. The Sound of Silence. We're all familiar perhaps with the Simon and Garfunkel song, Sounds of Silence. Neath the halo of a street lamp, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fools, I said, silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls. It's a great song, and the phrase, the sounds of silence. For today, it strikes me as a metaphor for the things we have trouble hearing, but that we need to hear. The things we have trouble hearing, but that we need to hear. The church, in presenting to us John the Baptist in the image of John the Baptist, does this every, the church does this all the time in Advent for us in our liturgical life. The church presents us the image of John the Baptist. And this John, you know, is telling us things we need to hear, but that we would just as soon not hear. And we know what happened to John. He lost his head. So that brings me to the prophets. And it's my second point, the prophets. And when we think of the prophets, that popular mind has a tendency to think of the prophets as someone who has the ability to foretell the future. And while I don't think that there's necessarily that that's necessarily something that biblical scholars would not entirely dismiss, there's some truth in it. We all know people who are tuned in to trends that are going on within our culture. And they're so tuned in to those trends that they can, in an uncanny kind of way, maybe with not a precise accuracy, but in a pretty good way, they can kind of predict what's going to happen. If these trends continue, this is likely to happen. If that's what we mean by predicting the future, then yes, I would say the biblical prophets had this ability. Keep doing what you're doing, and sure as heck, barring a miracle from God, this is going to happen. And you can see right away there how the prophet is somebody who is telling people, warning people, of something they probably don't want to hear. And that probably is a better definition. The words of the prophet are written on the subway walls and the tenement halls. The subway walls, out down there where most of us won't see it. Because most of us don't want to see it. And most of us don't want to hear it. So the prophets have to put it in places where, you know, we're not going to be able to erase it and get rid of it. So today I think the church is calling us to reclaim our own inner prophet, our own inner ability to be a prophet. And the church is asking us to open ourselves to listening to the prophets outside of us that we may not want to listen to. And we can't always predict what is the true prophet. What is the true prophet? How can we predict that the words on the subway walls and the tenement halls are the words that are really true? Or is it just a bunch of, as unfortunately we keep hearing these days, a bunch of fake news? The great question of our times in the United States. For John the Baptist, the answer to that question seems to me, this is the third point, resides in opening a way to the one who is to come after him. There's a famous painting of John the Baptist where he has his finger pointing to the Christ. Opening up a pathway, keeping the pathway open so that we can really hear the Christ, really own the Christ, really commit ourselves or recommit ourselves to the Christ. So something about opening up a pathway, keeping a pathway going. We all know, for example, when we're in a conversation with people sometimes and we're listening to people and somehow the conversation gets blocked and we just can't seem to, we keep going past each other. The pathway is not open. It's blocked. This is happening a lot in the United States today. A lot of this, a lot of that. Pathway is blocked. Or in our own lives, for example, the inner prophet, trying to own the inner prophet. If you're like me, you'll kind of have a sense of the words you need to hear because it just keeps pestering you and nagging you all the time. It just shows up in your minds and your thoughts. All the time. You might try your best to put it out of the way, but no matter how hard you try, it's always going to come. What is that word, what is that dream, what is that image, what is that thought trying to tell us? And that means, that's for me, that's the signal that I need to stop, calm down, and I need to listen. Try my best to listen. Now, a good prophet not only challenges us to keep the pathway to Christ in our lives open. According to John the Baptist, John the Baptist, he invited people to baptism. It was a kind of ceremony, but it wasn't an empty ceremony. You became part of his community. You entered into a community of friends, followers of John the Baptist, open to. You're trying to support one another so that you can, together, we can find a way to keep this pathway open. So I would say, and this is my last sub-point of point three, a good prophet doesn't just challenge us, but somehow helps us, reaches out, as that song says. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. So the good prophet, the really powerful ones, they don't just teach, they take my arm that I might reach you. Together. So for example, just one simple little example right now. The mask, wearing the mask. We're all tired of it. We're worn out. We're fed up. And sometimes the word coming to us is that there's something about the mask. We have to deal with the mask issue. Now, some people will say, well, you know, it's everything out there, it's all a fake and a lie and blah, 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 and all this. And, you know, I have my rights and my freedom and all of that. Those are all excuses. Those are all excuses for not listening to the word. But on the other hand, the good prophet, seems to me, doesn't just say, see, look, you're making up excuses, you're not dealing with reality. No, the good prophet doesn't do that. The good prophet reaches out the arm. Like you, I am tired. I'm worn out. I don't want to wear this thing. I'm sick and tired of what it means. Together, take my arm, together, we'll open up the pathway so that all of us somehow can enjoy the blessings of Christmas.